Does the hour have a knowledge that you can know it by? He said, Na'am, ya Ibn Mas'ud. And Muslims have to know these signs so they recognize them when they see them. And there are many signs. One of the signs, يكون الولد غيظا. Children become filled with rage. وأن يكون المطر قيظا. Rain becomes burning or acidic, acid rain. وأن تفيض الأشرار فيضا. You'll see evil people spreading widely. That the dishes will be communicating continuously. And the Prophet used the very word that's used for satellite communications, muwasalat. And people will sever their family ties. In other words, people will stay home and watch television on satellite dish and they won't go visit their neighbors. This is an amazing hadith to me.
This is the Deen Show.
Greetings and peace. Welcome to the Deen Show. We have an exciting episode. As we always do, subscribe right now so you can get it delivered directly to you. You've heard these terms, Armageddon, people talking about World War III, Antichrist, Mahdi, signs of the Day of Judgment. Now, this topic is a hot topic. It's very exciting. And I just want to make a disclaimer and point out that in no way, these are things that are mentioned in the Bible. These are things from the Islamic tradition. And we want you to be educated on what Islam has to say about the Day of Judgment, the signs of it, and some of these other terms like Armageddon. Is this Islamic term? What does it mean? Antichrist. Is this actually anti-Islam to be Antichrist? You're going to be learning so much and more. And remember, Islam, it advocates peace and justice. So in no way, when we talk about many of these things, this is putting things for out there for education. But in no way does this advocate for any violence. This is something that we're presenting these topics in the essence of education, to see the Islamic perspective, compare it somewhat with the Bible, so you can be enlightened, look more into it. And that's what we have to talk about on this week's show. Don't go anywhere. Very exciting topic. We'll be right back.
You will see hypocrites ruling, وَكُلُّ سُوقٍ فُجَّارُهَا, and you will see the worst people controlling the marketplaces. يَا ابْنَ مَسْعُودِ إِنَّ مِنْ عَلَى مَسَّاعَةِ وَأَشْرَاطِهَا أَنْ تُزَخْرَفِ الْمَحَارِيبِ وَأَنْ تُخَرْبِ الْقُلُوبِ. You will have ornamented mosques, but the hearts would be ugly. So people praying in the mosque, they've done no tazkiyah, but the mosque is beautiful.
What are some of the signs of the Day of Judgment? You have minor, major. Let's talk about some of the major.
The scholars broke down the signs of the hour based on the hadith into minor and major. Those are main categories. The minor signs are signs that already happened and ended and they will never happen again, like the sending of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, like the death of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, like the plague of Amwas that happened around the 24th after Hijrah.
That would be considered a major sign or minor?
No, minor. I'm subbing the minor signs. Signs that happened and they will never happen again because they are done. Signs that happened and they keep happening, but they happen in a greater magnitude, like adultery is growing, usury is growing, killing is growing, earthquake. It happened, initially started, but now with the magnitude, the more you approach the hour, the more the magnitude, the greatness of their happening is.
Can you say these are prophecies being fulfilled?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Actually, a lot of the scholars with the fact that the minor signs are almost done.
So this would be also more, you can add this as proof of prophethood for
Absolutely.
Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon
him. This is why we should study it.
Yeah.
You know, people normally have, craving for knowing the unseen. So instead of going to the Chinese restaurant and reading the fortune cookie, you can read hadith in Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam about what would happen in the future, inshallah. And yes, it affirms your faith, your iman, in a way. When you see that something that was foretold years back, and you see it happening with your own eyes. Now, number three, signs, minor signs which did not happen yet. Like the Euphrates disclosing a mountain of gold that people will kill one another for it. But there is one sign which the scholar gave it a very special name. That sign is called the transitional sign, which is the emerging of an imam for the Muslims called the Imam Muhammad ibn Abdullah al-Mahdi al-Fatimi al-Alawi al-Hasani.
There's some guy right now, he's actually, people can see.
I myself want to reveal something, that I myself is Imam Mahdi, and I am giving you the good news of the arrival of the Jesus Christ.
Yeah, this guy's, is this the guy that we're talking about?
No.
You see, you've had a lot of people come up with and make these claims, right?
Throughout history, we had a lot of claimants of al-Mahdawiyya, and a lot of people actually claim that they are Jesus. I mean, I'll never forget this day. I was imaming in a masjid in Maryland, PJ Mays called. And one day, two brothers actually entered into my office, and this is how they introduced themselves. Assalamu alaikum, Imam. This is Jesus Christ, and I'm Imam Muhammad ibn Abdullah al-Mahdi.
Was this Halloween? There was a joke?
Actually, they were dead serious about it.
They were dead serious?
Yes. So you got these claimants. And you remember, years back, we got a lot of people killed in al-Haram because of somebody who claimed it. Yeah. So we had a lot of claimants of al-Mahdawiyya, and there is a reason for that. You know, the people who claim it, normally, you know, when you read these ahadith about al-Mahdi, you find the Muslims are in control. The Muslims are conquering. The Muslims are in united. And when you look at the condition of the Muslims now, it's disgusting. I'm sorry to say that. It's very sad. And when the people see that the future is very bright, but meanwhile the present is very bad. So people attempt to, well, okay, the Mahdi is going to bring the change. Then why do we have to wait? Then I'll become al-Mahdi and then bring that change.
It doesn't work like that.
It doesn't work like that. Yeah. You know, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَعْجَلُ بِعَجَلَةِ الْعَبْدِ. Allah does not hasten things to happen because of people hastening them. Everything happens because of a time.
We got a lot more to talk about. Very hot and interesting topic. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
We'll see homosexuality and lesbianism widespread. And he said, you will see Mirka Subyan, young people having massive wealth. Like the Zuckerberg is a multi-billionaire before he was 30. And you will see Mu'amaratu Nisa. You'll see movements to corrupt the women.
Back here on the Dean Show. Now, World War III. Would this have anything connected with signs of the hour, the Day of Judgment?
By the way, I want to say something, Eddie, that Muslims were not promoting this. Mm-hmm. But unfortunately,
but it's a big talk now,
unfortunately, yeah. In the Western world, after the fall of Russia, they started saying this. Mm-hmm. They started saying that the next enemy is Islam and Muslims, and they are bringing this up.
Yeah.
And subhanAllah, always Hollywood is a reflection of what takes place. Lately, we actually saw movies called pictures called Armageddon, Independence mm-hmm. Day. And they talk about the same exact subject. When attacks in France happened, actually the Pope in Italy said this is an event which will lead to World War III. He actually made that statement. I'm not making this up. The Pope in Italy. So as Muslims, we're not really promoting this. We're not propagating this. So mm-hmm. The brothers don't understand that we're sitting here and trying to prepare people for war or anything. No, we're not doing that. But this is something that is up there and in the front, and you need to know the Islamic perspective mm-hmm. on the subject because they have their own story. We do have our own version of the story. We were foretold this by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So we said the minor signs. The last one is called the transitional sign, which is the emerging of Imam Muhammad ibn Abdullah al-Mahdi. Again, according to Ahl Sunnah al-Jama'ah, because Shia Islam, they have their own version of this. He's somebody who is in a tunnel since 1,000 years, more than 1,200 years almost there. That's not our al-Mahdi. Our al-Mahdi is someone from the family of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam who will come and will lead Muslims and unite them again. And he will be the leader of the Muslim army in this battle called Armageddon. He's from the offspring of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And just to show the brothers, and because there are some Muslims out there who use intellect. They believe that intellect takes precedence over divine. Al-aql. They say that's not correct. You know, that's not true. That's that's not real. And they go after the hadith and so forth and say that's in the sunnah. It's not mentioned in the Quran and all that stuff. You know, look at the greatest fitna earth will ever experience is what? The fitna of what? It's Dajjal. The worst fitna that will always, the Antichrist.
So what would be some of the major signs now to this?
Well, the major signs is, but I was trying to finish one point here, that the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in one hadith, he says, if there is only one day left in this dunya, Allah will prolong it until one of my progeny from his name is similar to my name, Muhammad Ahmed. His father's name is similar to my father's name, who will come and lead the Muslims, and he will fill earth with justice and peace after it has been filled with injustice and jawab.
That's what every human being wants, justice
yes,
and peace.
Yes, yes, that's why we're talking about this. Now, he's called a transitional sign because when he comes, we believe actually the Antichrist will come. And Jesus, peace be upon him, will descend. We actually believe that he's going to be in Jerusalem leading the Muslims in Salah.
But they say, look, I was going to cut you off, but our brothers in humanity say, no, you aren't you guys the Antichrist? You Muslims? What do you say to that?
Actually, it's a very...
Have you ever been told that? Have you ever heard that?
Can I tell you something about this?
Yeah.
And you really need to dig deep into yourself as I'm saying this, and you'll understand what I'm trying to say. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam warned us against the Antichrist. Again, I'm using the term even though it's not an Islamic term. It's really the Islamic term is Dajjal. Huh? And when he warned us against Dajjal, the Antichrist, he made one beautiful statement. You know what he said? اَعْلَمُوا أَنَّكُمْ لَن تَرَوْنَ رَبَّكُمْ حَتَّى تَمُوتُ الحديث صحيح الإمام مسلم. Rest assured that you will never be able to see Allah until you die. Now, who believes that Allah can come down into earth, go into a womb of a woman and be born and walk around people in earth, huh? And actually you take him and put him to the cross and kill him and spit on him? Who believes that? Now, when the Antichrist comes, because what is the Antichrist is going to do when he comes down? When he comes out, what is he going to do? When he comes out of his island, what is he going to do? He's going to tell people, I'm Allah. Now, the first way to refute the Antichrist, the fact that I'm able to see you, and I'm sorry, I'm pointing at you, the fact that I'm able to see you, Antichrist, that means you're a liar. Because if you're truly Allah, I shouldn't be able to see you.
So to be Antichrist is to be anti-Islam.
Right.
You could say that, right?
Yes.
So it's a foolish statement anyway.
Yes, and this is actually one of the best ways to protect yourselves against falling into the fitna of the Antichrist is knowing the names and the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look, subhanallah, when you look at somebody, Eddie, the first thing that you attracts you is the eyes, right? The eyes of the individual. Basically, I mean, if you're looking at the same gender, so,
yeah.
Okay, we have to be careful here.
Unless you're trying to get married.
Well, alhamdulillah, we're not going to go there,
yeah.
Inshallah. So, look at this now. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala caused the Antichrist to have a defect in his eye. Actually, both eyes are defect. They do have defect, are defective, if this is proper English. Huh? Both eyes. One of them is like a floating grape, and the other one is like, you know, there is a piece of flesh around it. Why? If you're truly Allah, and you're giving me good eyes, and you have these eyes, go fix your eyes, man. That doesn't make you Allah. So, but yet, when he comes back, and Allah is going to allow him to have all these powers, that he will be held by jinn, and he will travel earth with that speed. Guess who's going to follow him? The people who possess the corrupt belief system once it comes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who is Allah? All right? Add to this, most of his followers will be amongst the people who are awaiting for a Messiah, somebody who comes and basically establishes them in earth and so forth.
And you can see that a lot of people, these fake healers, people exploiting people, they in the name of Jesus, in the name of even some ghost, some spirit, and you have people throwing their money out of them, they making these claims. You see,
it's happening today.
He enters this hotel conference room in Hartford, Connecticut with a security team that rivals a head of state. An adoring audience greets him with calls of daddy and sings his praises. He is 60-year-old Jose Luis de Jesus Miranda from Puerto Rico, a preacher, an evangelist to be sure, but to his followers and in his own eyes, he's more than a man of God. Just ask him.
I'm Jesus Christ, man, in front of you.
That's right. He says he is the second coming.
People, actually, Dajjal is going to come and cut one of the young men in Medina who comes out. We read in Hadith Abi Huraira. Hadith al-Bukhari wa Muslim, that a young man will come out of Medina, he will break him into two halves and he's going to walk in between his two halves.
So now if the people are doing it now, imagine they see all that.
Yes,
we're going to take a break and we'll be right back. Don't worry.
You will see the destruction of civilization, you will see the civilization of the destruction of the world. So kharab ad-dunya, that will become the ta'mir. It's tadmir. Ya ibn Mas'ud, inna min alam as-sa'ati wa ashratiha an tadhhar al-ma'azif, that musical instruments will be widespread. Yu'zafu ala ru'usihim bil-ma'azif, musical instruments will be on their heads. How did he know about that? That's what it says. I didn't make that up. It says they'll have ma'azif, ala ru'usihim ma'azif. On their heads are musical instruments. Who would have thought, who would have known what that meant at the time of our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? But now we see it, all these people everywhere.
Welcome back to the Dean Show. Now let's get everybody's excited to know what are some of these major signs.
The major signs are 10, and they are quoted in one hadith, Hadith Hudayfa ibn Asid al-Ghifari radiyallahu an, and the hadith fi Sahih al-Imam Muslim. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one day he entered the masjid, he found the companions are studying. He asked him, what are you studying? He said, we're studying the hour, O Messenger of Allah. He said sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it will not come until you see 10 signs before it. And he named the beast, the smoke, the Antichrist, the Dajjal. Again, we're using the word just for the because it's commonly used. Nuzul Isa, the descending of Prophet Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. Gog and Magog, those are 5. Then the sun rising from the west, those are 6. And 3 landslides, one in the east, like earthquakes, major earthquakes. One in the east, one in the west, and one in the Arabian Peninsula. And the last one, which is the 10th one, a fire which will erupt out of Yemen, will dismiss people to their place of gathering. Now, the scholars do not know the sequence of these ayat, of these major signs. Rasul ﷺ did not indicate their sequence. Actually, there is another hadith for the same narrator in Sahih Muslim where he narrated those, when he mentioned those 10, but in a different sequence than the one that I just quoted. So now Ibn Hajar al-Asqalani, the author of Fath al-Bari, the one who explained Fath al-Bari, al-Hafiz Ibn Hajar, he actually broke them down. He said there are 2 sets of signs. The first set is going to start with basically the Antichrist breaking out of the island, the first of the sign. And that will lead to Prophet, because who's going to kill the Antichrist? Prophet Isa alayhi salam. That is going to lead to Prophet Isa coming down into earth and killing the Antichrist. And Gog and Magog, Ya'juj and Ma'juj, will break behind the wall. So those are 3. Then Prophet Isa alayhi salam will establish the Sharia in earth, and he will rule out of Jerusalem for years. And his impact will carry on. Actually, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "Tuba li'ayshin ba'd al-Masih." What a good life will be when al-Masih is actually ruling using Islam and Sharia out of Jerusalem.
How do you define for some people they're hearing Sharia and you know they think this is something else? When you say Sharia, what do you actually mean?
You know when we go to these debates with non-Muslims, Christians in particular. And then they come up with this issue that, you know, you guys are here to establish the Sharia. So, you know, just to make fun of the whole thing, we say, we're not worried about that. Actually, we believe that Prophet Isa is the one who's going to come and establish the Sharia.
Jesus, because that's the divine, the God's, the Creator's
so
law.
So they look at you like you're crazy. You're coming out of the moon.
Yeah.
So it's very interesting.
Yeah. Jesus, Ten Commandments is Sharia.
That's
Jesus
what the Sharia.
Jesus called to Sharia. Jesus called to obey God.
Think not. Look at Matthew 5:17. Think not that I came to abolish the laws and the prophets, but I came to fulfill them. And that's what it is, you know. So Sharia are divine laws.
You could say, think not that I have come to abolish the Sharia.
La, I came to fulfill it.
The Sharia.
That's what he's going to do.
God's law. That's what Jesus is saying.
That's what Isa will come down to do. You see, there is hadith regarding Imam Muhammad ibn Abdullah al-Mahdi. In that morning, and look at the scene now. The Antichrist, the Dajjal, is out there with that huge army. And the few Muslims, the believers, are out there with the Imam al-Mahdi. There is no way they can even fight the Antichrist. So Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Hadith al-Bukhari, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us, in that morning, Imam al-Mahdi is about to lead the Salah, and he will look behind and he will spot Prophet Isa alayhi salam walking into al-Masjid al-Aqsa. He will say, تَقَدَّمْ يَا رَوْحَ اللَّهِ, O spirit from Allah, come and lead us in Salah. He will say, no, I'm not here to lead. It was already established for you. This is really symbolic that I'm not here to bring any new laws or any new. I'm here to fulfill the laws that are in existence. And this is the nature of the second coming of Prophet Isa alayhi salatu wasalam.
How do you know? Because we covered earlier people making the claims that they are, like the person coming in your office. So what is the criteria? How does
Imam al-Mahdi, there is one criteria. Basically, he's going to be given the pledge between the black stone and the station of Ibrahim, بين الركن والمقام. Now, when the evil forces find out that he is already leading the Muslim world, an army will come from Iraq, Syria, that direction. Look at this now. And subhanAllah, this army will be miraculously swallowed by earth. Earth will swallow that army. No force. It's a huge army. Then every Muslim should know that this is Imam Muhammad ibn Abdullah al-Mahdi. Add to this, Eddie, by the way, I want to tell you something. If somebody claims that he's al-Mahdi, this is in itself refutes that he is not al-Mahdi. Because we know from the biography of al-Mahdi that he will be forced in. He's going to say, no, key, stay away from me. I'm not interested. Mm. I don't want this. No, come on, help us. I'm not interested. So they are actually going to force him in. So if you come and claim it, that means in itself, like at Dajjal, if I'm able to see you in this world, huh? Because if you're truly Allah, I shouldn't be able to. Allah la yura fi dunya. This is in itself refutes the fact that he's
Do you see many similarities when the from the Bible, when Christians, they will go?
It's the same thing there.
Does it match?
But here is the confusion. Because they believe that Jesus died. Mm-hmm. We believe that Jesus did not die. Jesus was raised up alive to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, body and soul untouched. وَمَا قَتَلُوهُ وَمَا صَلَبُوهُ وَلَكِنْ شُبَّهُ They crucified him not, they killed him not. But it was made to appear to them so. But رَفَعَهُ اللَّهُ Because they believe that he died. And he rose from the dead, of course. They believe that when he returns, he is going to return in the hereafter, when the day of judgment is here.
Yeah.
No, yeah. We as Muslims, we believe that he's a sign that will come before the day of judgment.
So many of these things are also there in the Bible. That they're.
But again, because they messed up,
things got changed.
The alleged crucifixion, they had to change the context of these. Mm. So they made it what? That he's going to come and raise the dead and he's going to be the judge in the day of judgment. But for us Muslims, no. He's going to come before alayhi salatu wasalam, Prophet Isa, before as a sign of the hour, and he's going to live, and actually he's going to go and perform Hajj and Umrah, or one of them, and he's going to be buried in earth. And after him will be years of actually good life in earth. And then the other set of the major signs, the sun rising from the west and the beast will introduce themselves again, and this will lead to the end of the world.
Let's end with this. We got 1 minute left. When Jesus was asked about the day of judgment,
he didn't know.
Yeah. So obviously he wasn't God, because God is all knowing. This is very clear. But he had called people to prepare for that day.
Absolutely.
And then the same thing with Prophet Muhammad. Let's end with this. When he was asked about the day when it was, he said, "What have you prepared
for?" Yes.
So how can we get people? How can people prepare for that day? What do they need to be
upon? Iman, faith.
Okay.
Iman, faith. You see, you need to understand this. When these major signs emerge, there is hadith Sahih Imam Muslim, hadith Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu, ثَلَاثَةٌ إِذَا خَرَجٍ Three major signs. When they come out, if you do not have Iman, faith already established, faith according to Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, which is the belief of the heart, the uttering of the tongue, and the action of the limbs. Not faith according to Al-Murji'ah nor Al-Khawarij. You know, faith. You know, faith, the Sahaba, faith of the Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Not faith like he say, my heart is white.
So can we say the same faith, the same pure monotheism that
yes.
Jesus and his companions
were? Likewise.
Moses and his companions.
Likewise. They believe in
Muhammad and his companions.
Absolutely.
So it's the same tradition.
Yes.
Pure monotheism.
This is the first thing which is going to save you. This is number one. Because when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam named these three, Dajjal, the Antichrist, Iddaba, the beast, and the sun rising from the west. When these three signs come out, if you do not have faith already, it's over. Actually, we read that after these major signs, or when these major signs, before the sun rising from the west, and Allah will no longer accept tawbah, Allah actually will send a soft wind to suffocate the believers, to make them die, to relieve them from the fitan. Mm-hmm. And the worst of mankind will be in the face of this earth when the hour erupts, when the hour comes. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم says, لا تقوم الساعة إلا على شرار الناس. The hour will take place while the worst of mankind are in the face of this earth. They are committing adultery in the streets. They are worshiping idols again. And this is when the Kaaba actually will be disassembled, like the brick by brick.
Yeah. A man for and all these details are there in Islam.
Oh, yeah.
Based Allah. On a believable message, a book that's tested to this day, preserved, unchanged,
that's
tamper-free.
That's what strikes you, that you find Muslims going and reading these soap operas and reading these hearsay novels, and they leave the Quran and the Sunnah.
All right, yeah. We have a lot to learn. Yes. Thank you for sharing this and enlightening us with us. Assalamu alaikum. And there you have it, the Islamic perspective on some of these topics. What really stuck in my mind was being anti-Christ is actually being anti-Islam, because Jesus, he promoted and he taught Islam. What is Islam? Islam is to surrender, to submit yourself, not to anything in creation, but to the one who created creation, to God Almighty. In Arabic, we say Allah. And you'll see that when you study the life of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and the things that he had foretold. You know, the Quran is a living miracle. It has scientific facts. It has so many things that don't go against science that actually are verifiable, and they coincide with many discoveries that we've made today. And then there's other things that the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, had foretold. And we see that many of these things have happened, because whatever a prophet, a true messenger, says, it's definitely something that will happen. And we see that people such as Aristotle and others who have made vague predictions about certain things. They, for example, will make 100 predictions and 99% are totally false. But the one that maybe they got right, it fits, people forgot about all the 99 that are totally false. With a true messenger that's sent from the Creator, they all have to be 100% correct. So until now, everything that we've seen, anyone sincerely studies the life of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, he brought a believable message, which was to what? To look, be sincere with yourself. Look, to worship the Creator, not the creation. Everybody digs that. It's very simple. And then the ones who are calling us and showing us how to implement that were those prophets that were sent. And they had told people to prepare for the day of judgment, and they gave the signs on what to expect. And we're seeing those things rampant today: adultery, fornication, killing, all of these unjust evils that are happening. But how can you prepare for it? Jesus didn't know when that day was coming, but you have a lot of these shysters out there predicting certain things. But if Jesus didn't know, Muhammad didn't know, they weren't gods, but they were messengers of God. And they taught us how to prepare for the Day of Judgment. By what proper belief? Pure monotheism. Connecting yourself, your heart, to the Creator of the heavens and earth. And obeying Him. Doing all the good that the Creator told you to do. And it's all packaged in Islam. It's very simple. It's straightforward. It's something that doesn't go against reason or common sense. Call us 1-800-662-ISLAM to learn more. Subscribe right now if you haven't, so you can get the next exciting show delivered directly to you. We'll see you next time. Until then, peace be with you. Assalamu alaikum.